broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday morning. My goodness, it is Tuesday. Tuesday, February the 7th, 2023, 13 minutes past the hour. Hey, 37 degrees and mostly cloudy skies here in Marion. It is above the freezing mark. We like that for early February. Lots to talk about here this morning. We had a fun time yesterday. Great participation on the telephones from you, the listening audience. And I was thinking about that last night. Without you guys who have all switched over to digital and listen every morning, whether you call in or not, I really can't thank you enough for sticking with us and getting together here every morning from 8 to 10. I really enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. And thank you for doing that. Yesterday was a lot of fun. And hopefully we have the same fun today, because pretty much we're going to do similar things. Now, do want to pass along some information right off the bat here. I drove by Del Taco last night. Now, as many of you know, Del Taco is going to open up tomorrow. This is Del Taco Opening Eve. That's what we're going to christen today. Del Taco Opening Eve. Del Taco opens up tomorrow, February the 8th, 7 a.m. to 3 a.m. daily. And again, if you download the Del Taco app for the first time, you will get a free taco tomorrow. Well, last night I went out to dinner, and I drove by Del Taco. Now, it was about 7:30, and I did notice there were workers in there, and there were people going through the drive-thru. So I think Del Taco has already started their soft opening. So if you want to go to Del Taco, today might be a good day before they do their big grand opening tomorrow. Now, don't take my word that they're having a soft opening, but there were cars in the drive-thru and there were employees in the restaurant. I might go down there later on tonight when I get off work to see what it's all about. Has anybody been to Del Taco? Did anybody go yesterday after they saw that the place was open? 740-751-4038. Yeah, that's a number. You know, every time I say, when you're in radio, the number becomes automatic in your head. But since I have two numbers I have to remember now, it's kind of interesting. So I start to say the number, and then I second-guess myself. I go, oh, is that the right number? Yeah, that's the right number this morning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Did anybody else drive by Del Taco last night, or has anybody went through the soft opening and seen what's going on? Did want to mention again, I did this yesterday, but I want to mention it again, that on Sunday I ran into one of our listeners, former listeners at Kroger, and she was not aware that we had went digital, and she wanted to listen again. She listens with her coworkers at work, although, like I said yesterday, I'm not really sure where they all worked at, but they like to play the games, and she took the app down from me and how to turn on the app. So I said, when you get the app working, call me and let me know that you're back with us. So if that person is out there, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. I hope the app is back up and working, because we are going to play games later on this morning, and that should be a lot of fun. All right, yesterday we were talking about how we play games on this show, and has anybody thought any more about that? If you didn't tune into yesterday's show, what I was saying was we're about to start giving away prizes again. Now, we have not done that for a while. And we've had some problems in the past. When we started giving away prizes, we used to ask a question, and then we would get an answer, and then there was a 30-day policy before you could win again. But the problem was, a lot of people were having their family members call in to win prizes to kind of beat the 30-day system. And then we would have a problem because if two shows were giving away things, you had to keep an eye to make sure that nobody had given a won a prize on another show. And then we got into trouble because the person who was there when the person was picking up the prize was not the person who gave away the prize. So it was just really hard to monitor if you had won in 30 days or not. And, I mean, we used to write it down, but, you know, then people had to pay attention to the dates. And then some people wouldn't pick up their prize, and they'd say, well, you weren't here when I came to pick up my prize. So even though they were out of the 30 days, so it was the 30-day policy was just a mess. It was hard to keep up with. So we didn't want to do that again. And we've been doing, like, the Family Feud and things like that, where if you answer a correct question, we put you in a drawing, and then at the end of the hour, we draw out a name, and that's the winner. Well, some people don't like that, because some people can enter more than others, and you do have to listen the whole hour to hear who the winner's going to be. So what I devised was, basically, what we would do is I would come up with a question about the previous day's show. That way you cannot Google it. The only way you would know the answer is if you had listened yesterday. So what would happen is I would come up with a question about yesterday's show. You would call in if you had the right answer and give me the right answer. Now here's the only caveat in this, so the same person doesn't win every day. In the studio, I would write down a number. Let's say like the number 5. So basically, if you called in and you were the first person calling in, even if you gave the right answer, I would say you're not the correct number this morning. And the 5th caller would be the only person who had the chance to win that prize. Now, you can call in more than once. I mean, let's say you're the first caller and you realize that you are not the winner, but you think you have the right answer, you could try to call back and still be the 5th caller. If it's a slow morning and nobody knows the answer, you could still be the 5th caller. So I think we're going to try that policy. That way nobody can Google the answer. And I think it'll get away from the drawing system for a while. So, I don't know. Has anybody thought about that prize system? Have any thoughts on it? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any ideas on our new prize system? Or does anybody have any idea how we could do this to be fair to everyone? Because we do have the giveaways to Smoothie King and Sans Sodas and Pizza Hut and Arby's, and all kinds of other giveaways show up from time to time. And we want to give people the prizes that they want. Now, I'm not saying we're never going to do the drawing again, and we're never going to do a straight question giveaway again, but we're just trying to find the most fair way to do it. So what do people think? What do you, the audience, I mean, you're the one who plays, what do you think about the new prize policy, and do you have a better idea or a tweak to that system that might be different than what I've been talking about so far? If you have any thoughts, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. You know, the other day I saw something fascinating. I was at the grocery store, and there used to be a gentleman. Now, I think he was homeless. I don't know, but I think his sign said he was homeless, or he was asking for money. But he would stand out in the parking lot, and he would play the violin. Now, I'm sure a lot of you people have seen this person. Well, this past weekend, actually, Sunday and Monday, Sunday and yesterday, I saw this person again, and now they've done away with the violin, and they've got a big speaker that's playing music. Now, I don't know. It wasn't really violin music. Kind of. Some of it was. And they've still got the sign asking for money. Now, I don't want to criticize this person. But here's the first thing I saw when I thought when I saw that. How are you affording a great big speaker boombox if you don't have any money? Now, I'm not saying somebody couldn't have given them the boombox, and maybe that's what they spent their money on. I don't know. Maybe somebody gave it to them for Christmas. It was a big speaker, you know, one of those speakers that comes up to your waist, and they're hauling it around. I don't know how they're hauling it around. So I guess I was a little bit confused because they were still out there with the sign asking for money. Maybe they sold the violin to get the speaker. I don't know. I just found that very odd. Does anybody have a thought on that? And they're blasting this music so loud that you could hear it all over the parking lot. I mean, it was kind of nice to have the parking lot piped in with music. But I don't know. I found that very strange. And I had not seen them since Christmas. I saw them probably 2 weeks before Christmas and then did not see them in January at all. And now they're back in February with this big speaker. So I don't know. I just a little strange, I thought. If they need money, you want them to get money. But I just don't know where you... I don't have a big speaker. I don't know what one of those costs. I'm sure it's not cheap. And I don't know why they gave up the violin for the speaker. I think the violin would be cheaper than the speaker. And he already had the violin. And he could play it. So I don't know. Just one of those funny things in life, I guess. And again, does anybody have any thoughts on that? Was anybody in the Walmart parking lot yesterday to see this event going down or Sunday? 740-751-4038. All right. Well, let me tell you what I did do last night. I did go out for dinner. And I had not went out to a restaurant really in quite a while. Well, I went out Angie's birthday. We went to Der Dutchman, and that was a lot of fun. But locally, I had not been out in a while. And I went down to Denny's last night. Denny's, to me, to be honest with you, has always had good food. The problem with Denny's has always been the service. And it's not just one occasion. It's every time I go in there. But I don't hold that against them. I just think they're short-staffed. So I went in last night, and they weren't that busy. And I got, I ate way too much. I ate a big hamburger, one of their big double cheeseburgers, with bacon on it. I had French fries, and I even had an Oreo milkshake for dessert, which, by the way, is not as good as an Oreo Blizzard, but not bad. So, I mean, I ate a lot. I'm telling you, that meal from last night is still sitting on my stomach. But in any event, the reason I tell you this is because the service last night, I mean, they were trying, but the waitress who came over sat down to take my order. And I could see if it was hugely busy, but I mean, she just seemed exhausted right off the bat. She came over, she sat down at the table to take the order, and immediately started saying, I got to be here till 6 a.m. tonight. I mean, and this was probably 6 p.m. when we were in there. And she never returned. She would come back and she would say, okay, you need drink refills. And then she would disappear. And we would have to find somebody else. And it was just kind of a weird situation. And for dessert, we actually had to flag down one of the other waitresses. And we told her in the beginning, I said, because I knew she was kind of stressed. And after we ordered our initial meal, I said, well, we're probably going to get dessert. And she said, okay. Well, then she brought back the bill. And she said, well, I'm going to get you guys a refill. And she disappeared. And we never saw her again. So then we had to go up to the front desk and ask for a... dessert menu, and I think the lady at another table, another waitress, ended up making the desserts and filling our refills. But I will tell you this, the lady who did that was very nice. They were all very nice, It was just a weird situation. And then I did see our waitress reappear again and sit down at somebody else's table and take an order. In any event, that was my experience last night. Good food, but a little bit of shakiness on the service there. But the food came out quick, I will say that. We ordered our hamburgers, and they were out there probably within 10 minutes of ordering them. So that's always a plus. And they were good. Good cook there. Although, there was an older lady. Now, I'm okay for older ladies working. I mean, if you want to get out there and work, God bless you. I think that's good for you. But this lady, and when I say older lady, I'm not talking about somebody in their 50s or 60s. I'm talking about this lady, late 70s, maybe early 80s, was working the front desk. And God bless her for being there, but she had a little trouble hearing. Now, that could be because it was loud in the restaurant, because when the person I was with went up to ask for the dessert menu, he almost had to scream at her to get the dessert menu. And why is he screaming at that older lady up there? She just had a little bit of a hearing problem. But I felt bad for her. I mean, I hope she's in there because she wants to be. It was a strange occasion. What do you do in a situation like that? Because heaven forbid, I don't want to be rude to people, and I wasn't, and we tipped her good, and everything went well, and the waitress did show back up at the counter when we paid, and she was very hospitable, and so on and so forth. But what do you do in a situation like that? I mean, I don't know. Do you still tip good because you understand the situation of what's going on? Do you say something to your waitress? Do you asked to see a manager, although I don't think there was a manager there last night. How would you handle that situation? 740-751-4038. But I do want to reiterate that the food was good, so no knock on the food. The food did come out quickly. That was very good. And the experience overall was very good. Because as you can see, well, you can't really see it, but as you can hear this morning, I am stuffed from that meal. I'm still not really sure what you're supposed to tip, to be honest with you. I see people who I think over-tip, and then I see people who under-tip. Like, I'll see people who will just throw $5 as their tip, whether they get a cup of coffee and nothing else, or they get meal for two, it's $5. And then some people I know base it off their meal cost. You know, they'll do a percentage of however much the food cost. But see, I don't know if that's right either, because is that really in representation of how good the service was? I mean, let's say you have a really, really good server, keeps the drinks refilled, keeps coming back and asking you if you need anything. Should you tip that person the same as you tip somebody who maybe was not as good? I don't know. What is your opinion out there? I think that's an age-old question. How do you tip? What is the tipping procedure in a restaurant or any other place? You know, people tip their barbers. People tip their hairstylist. People tip the pizza man. You know, and I've always been at odds about tipping these other people. Not that you can't do it, but I believe the pizza man doesn't have a whole lot to do with your pizza, except bringing it to your door. And I think they make more than minimum wage, so I'm not really sure why we're tipping them. And I think they get paid for mileage. And your barber or hairdresser or whatever you call them, they certainly make more than minimum wage, so I don't know why we're tipping them. I always thought we tipped the service workers in a restaurant because they don't make minimum wage. All their money is based on how good they are at the restaurant, taking care of you. And I'm not saying anything against the people who cut your hair or the people who deliver your pizza. But you never think to tip the people at McDonald's who got your food. I mean, you don't tip the people in the grocery store who check you out. You don't tip the people who cut your meat in the deli. So I don't know why we tip the pizza man and the barber, but we don't tip the fast food employee, and we don't tip the grocery store worker or the deli clerk. Does anybody understand, or the person who bakes your cake? When is the last time, you know, you get a cake made for a birthday or a special occasion? When's the last time you tip that person who made the cake for you? 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on this morning? 32 minutes past the hour. What is, as they say, the tipping process in society? And does anybody know why we tip the hair person? Why we tip the pizza man? Now, on the pizza man's bill, usually it doesn't say anything about a tip. People just usually tip them. Now, the barber, in most cases, it already has the tip on the receipt. So they're expecting you to tip. Matter of fact, I think the barber, aside from some ritzy restaurants, is really the only place that has that written on the receipt that you need to tip. Very different. 740-751-4038. Does anybody have any rules on tipping? Is it based on the service? Is it based on a percentage of the meal? Is it based on you just tip the same thing every time? I don't know. Somebody's got to have a thought on this morning. Who's going to be the brave one who calls in and lets us know how they tip? I think that's an interesting question. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. So we've got tipping, food at Denny's, music at the grocery store with the guy in the boombox, who I think needs money. I'm not really sure if he's homeless. I don't know if his sign says that he's homeless, but he does have a boombox out there or a big speaker. I guess it's not really a boombox. How do you think we should do the game process on here, the giveaways? And I hope the lady who got the tune-in information on Sunday at Kroger is with us, as well as our friend Ruben, who got the information a couple weeks ago. And are you getting ready for the big Del Taco opening tomorrow, February the 8th? Big soft opening for Del Taco. Now, by the way, I watched a show last night on this whole, about 10 minutes. I shouldn't say it's a show. I watched a 10-minute news report on this balloon that was shot down. The Chinese balloon over the United States. Does anybody understand why this is a big story? I mean, I really don't get it. It's very confusing to me. I mean, I understand that there could have been, I guess, I don't know. It could have been somebody spying on us. I don't know. It just seems a little far-fetched to me. But whatever you think. Does anybody have any thoughts on that? Now, here's a story that's a little hard to believe, but it is true. Oh, my Lord. This happened in Miller Place, New York. Miller Place, New York, and apparently this happened recently. Listen to this story. If this isn't your worst fear, I don't know what is. An 82-year-old woman was pronounced dead at a New York nursing home, but found to be breathing 3 hours later at the funeral home where she had been taken, authorities say. The woman was pronounced dead at Water's Edge Rehab and Nursing Center at Port Jefferson on Long Island at 11:15 a.m. Saturday, police said. The woman, whose name was not released, was taken to the O.B. Davis Funeral Home in Miller Place at 1:30 p.m. Police said in a news release she was discovered breathing at 2:09 p.m., they said. The woman was taken to the hospital. No update on her condition was available Monday. The apparent premature declaration of death occurred days after a continuing care home in Iowa was fined $10,000 for a similar incident. Authorities in Iowa said that a 66-year-old woman was declared dead on January 3rd at the Glen Oaks Alzheimer's Special Care Unit, where she was receiving hospice care. The woman was placed in a body bag. Oh, my God. And taken to the Anarchy Funeral Home and Crematory, where she was found breathing, and they called 911, authorities said. She was returned to hospice care, where she died on January the 5th. Oh, my, to a report issued last week by the Iowa Department of Inspection and Appeals. The New York case has been referred to the state attorney general's office for investigation. Officials at the funeral home told Newsday on Sunday, "Out of respect for the privacy and confidentiality of the families we are honored to serve, we are not only not in a position to comment, we're in a position not to comment any further on this." Oh, my God in heaven. You know what? I can't even, you know, when doesn't the coroner come out when you die to pronounce you alive or dead? Now, what kind of facility doesn't know if you're breathing or not? You know, maybe we need to change the process on how we die. Maybe you need to put some kind of heart monitor on these people, or learn how to check a pulse. What in the world is going on? This 82-year-old woman was pronounced dead and taken to the funeral home. You know, maybe we need to start taking people to the hospital, regardless, just to check to see if they're dead. Because the funeral, the coroner apparently is not doing the job. And what about this woman, the 66-year-old woman, in Iowa? Oh, man, she was put in a body bag. Now, wait, aren't body bags airtight? No wonder she died 2 days later. I mean, good Lord, the woman was already on hospice. They put her in a body bag. They drag her off to the funeral home, then find out she's still alive. Then they called 911. Oh, my, what in the world? Well, now the family, I guess, will be, I don't know if the family got the $10,000. I guess the nursing home in Iowa was fined $10,000. That's all the fine you get for pronouncing somebody dead early, putting them in a body bag? $10,000. Don't do it again. Two stories of this. I can't even comment on this. You know, that is my worst fear. And I'll tell you, here is the problem with cremation. And I know a lot of people have chosen cremation. But can you imagine if you were pronounced dead and they took you over to the crematory to cremate you and they don't notice that you're alive? Because we're only hearing about the stories where they found out that they were still alive. Can you imagine? That would wake you up, I would imagine, if you were headed off to the crematory or being put in the... Jeez, the woman was put in a body bag. How did she survive that? The woman was already on hospice care. She was put in a body bag. Can anybody read a pulse? Don't you notice the person's stomach still going up and down? I mean, how hard is this? What is wrong with people? I don't know. Does anybody have anything to say about this? That's horrible. And where are these people's families? You know, when somebody dies, I want to make sure that they have went on to their reward. I don't want any of this, they're at the funeral home. Hey, Bob, did you notice that lady over there still breathing? goodness gracious. Any thoughts on this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Have you ever, in all your life, heard of anything like that? Now, nobody's got anything to say about these stories. You know, it's just a matter of time before something like this happens somewhere else. How does that happen? I understand the person might be heavily medicated, so they might not be able to say, hey, I'm not dead. But there's nobody at these nursing facilities who knows how to check and see if anybody's dead or not. Doesn't the coroner still have to sign off on the paperwork? I remember the coroner used to have to come out and pronounce you deceased. Boy, I hope these people didn't wake up in the body bag or and apparently the woman in New York is still alive. God almighty. Can you imagine the story you'd have to tell when you went up to heaven and met St. Peter? Hey, guess what happened to me before I headed up here? I got put in a body bag prematurely. Lord. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You see, this is why people don't like dying. Because shenanigans like this can happen. And there's already been two stories of this since the first of the year. One in New York, one in Iowa. Oh, that's showbiz. 740-751-4038. Does anybody get it? I mean, is anybody out there listening right now of the understanding of how that could happen? You know, if there's one thing in life you want to make sure of before you call the funeral home, is that somebody's dead. I mean, really, can't we make sure people are dead before we call the funeral home? Have we gotten so busy on our cell phones, tweeting and Facebooking, that we don't even know? Can you imagine the family when you call the next of kin? Did you know that Mary, she died today here at the nursing home, and the family's broken up, and they get a call a couple hours later. Well, actually, Mary was in the body bag, and they happened to notice that she was breathing. Oh, jeez. Okay, 45 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I guess when it's your time, you better make sure that you're all the way out, so nothing like this happens to you. Heaven forbid. Okay. What else we got here? You know, yesterday, I had an interesting moment yesterday where I realized that people don't necessarily have bad intentions, but that some people just don't have it together. Have you ever noticed that? You know, I'm not going to go too deep on this, but yesterday I had a moment in my life where I realized, you know, there's a reason that some things don't run smoothly. And it could be people really not having a grip on what is going on. Oh, well, we just got a message here from one of our listeners, Mary. And Mary is in the car this morning with Brinley, probably taking Brinley to school. And wants to know if I'm speaking about her. Well, no, I think Mary's very, very much alive. But Brinley, you better watch out, because apparently they will just put anybody in an old body bag now. I don't get it. Brinley, by the way, have a great day at school. Hope you enjoy everything. And thanks for that Christmas card again. I certainly do appreciate that. Brinley, I think our youngest listener out there. I don't know. That whole thing just blows my mind. Okay, does anybody have any thoughts on tipping? are the whole pronouncing somebody dead before they are, or any interesting experience at restaurants lately? Are you all excited and ready to go for the Big Del Taco tomorrow, February the 8th? I think that's pretty much all on the agenda here this morning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 47 minutes past the hour. And like I said, this is why I'm against cremation. Because I'm afraid I won't be all the way out. And then they'll try to slide me through. And there you go. And I'm not a big fan of huge heat anyway. You know, I like spring and fall. I like 70, 80 degrees, but I don't like 300 degrees. That's a little too warm for me. All right, 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on any of these stories this morning that are making news on this Tuesday, February the 7th, 2023? 48 minutes past the hour, 41 degrees. Hey, we're up over 40 now. 41 degrees, cloudy skies, and phones are open. And the right number to dial, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Has anything else major in the world happened since we spoke last? Well, I tell you what we're going to do here. We're going to try... Now, I said I was going to try the new game. The way we're going to do the new game. So I'm going to give that a try now. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to write down a number. All right, so I've got the number written down. Now, I'm going to ask a question about yesterday's show. Now, if you can call in with the right answer and be the right number of person, you'll be today's winner. So let's give this a dry run with 11 minutes left to go and see if we can do this right. Now, remember, you can call in more than once. Yesterday on the show, I was talking about somebody celebrating their 100th birthday on Sunday. Who was I talking about celebrating their 100th birthday on Sunday? Now, if you are the right caller, you could win a prize. So if you call in, I'm not going to tell you if you're the right answer or not, but I will tell you if you are the right caller or not in the number scheme of things. 740-751-4038. Who on the show yesterday was I talking about having their 100th birthday on Sunday? Matter of fact, I brought it up quite a few times in the show yesterday. I brought it up in hour number one. I told a little story about this person. And then I brought it up in hour number two again because I think I used it as the fake question as to how we were going to play this game. Does anybody know who I was talking about on yesterday's show turning 100? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz here, and if you are the correct number, the correct caller number, you could be our first winner. Even though we don't have a prize yet, we don't have those prizes lined up, does anybody remember? Who was I talking about yesterday celebrating a 100th birthday on Sunday? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, you know, I can tell by the way we're going right off the bat here this morning that this might not be the easiest way to do the gaming process here. this might be kind of difficult. But you never know. You never know. It could kick in. It might just be a hard name to remember. Does anybody remember who I was talking about yesterday celebrating a 100th birthday on Sunday? All right. Well, here comes somebody. Go ahead, caller.
It must be lonely at the top.
It's one of those mornings, you know?
Yes. Norma Jacob.
You know, that's right. You're not the caller, but that's right.
That's all right.
Now, do you understand the funeral home story?
It's pretty, but, you know, probably it's happened many times. But with social media, you know, everybody has to know everything. You know, yeah. It's just weird.
It is.
And as far as the tipping at the restaurant, you know, the people in the kitchen make more money than what the waiter does anyway. And it's just based on what your service. And because it would make them think, hey, you know, if I do a good job, sometimes you get, a good tip, and maybe the next three you don't. But you just do a little better and hope you get a little more. So, well, I don't know.
And that's why I think it's hard to tip the hairdresser and the pizza man, because I don't know what we base the pizza man on.
Well, and as far as the hairdresser and so forth, if they're private owned, they have, I would think, would have the price in the price they charge you.
Right. I think so. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Okay, well, better luck. Hope somebody else calls you.
I hope so, too. You know, sometimes it just takes one to get it rolling.
Well, if not, I'll call you back, see how you're doing.
Do that. Check in on me.
Okay,
thank you. Bye-bye. Now, I did hear somebody else beeping in there. Now, remember, if the phone just keeps ringing, call us back. Now, we've got caller number one now, but caller number one was not correct this morning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Whose 100th birthday were we talking about on the show yesterday? The 100th birthday would have taken place on Sunday. So we had one caller give us an answer, but one is not the number that I had written down. So if that was you beeping in, we did hear somebody beeping in there, give us a call. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Wouldn't you know, we would get two calls at exactly the same time. How does that happen? You go for droughts. You go and call droughts, and then here we go. Let's take the call here. Go ahead, caller.
Just wanted to just touch base. I didn't listen to the show yesterday, so I have no idea what the answer is.
Oh.
But I just thought I would call. And if you hear of my demise, come to the funeral home and pinch me.
I know. Doesn't that scare you to death? That's awful.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I can't imagine anything like it. I just... How does the nursing home not know that they're not dead?
I don't know. Sometimes the restorations are so shallow, but still, they should be able to, you know, with the stethoscope, to listen to the heartbeat no matter how faint. I just really don't know.
I'm telling you, this
is... It is scary, very scary. Like in the real old days, they would give them a bell.
Well, I'm telling you, this is why I've got to skip cremation, because that's the last thing I want to be due on that belt for the crematory, and I'm not dead.
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
that's just terrible. So I don't know about your new way of doing this, because, like I said, I'm listening this morning, because I didn't go back to bed this morning after when I took my grandson to work. I have to get up at 6, and I come home and go back to bed, but... I don't always listen every day.
Well, no, I'm glad you're with us this morning. We'll see how it plays out. We might have to tweak it.
Yeah, And I think I saw people in Del Taco last week.
Oh, really?
People were sitting in there.
Last night I actually saw people in the drive-thru. I saw two cars in the drive-thru, so they're definitely doing something.
Yeah. Okay. I hope it's good. I've never had it before, so.
I know. We'll have to get down and try it. See how it goes.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. Well, that's caller number two. Now, I did not have two written down. Now, there was not a correct answer there anyway, but that's okay. That's how the game's played. 740-751-4038. See, sometimes it just takes one person to call in, and then it builds. But I know a lot of people listen to us. See, here we go. Here's caller number three in the racket this morning. Go ahead, caller.
It's me, Scott.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, I'm the same problem I've had. I guess just for about a sentence or two, but are you talking about people that they say are dead but aren't?
Yeah, we heard two stories of it this morning, one in New York, one in Iowa, and the one in Iowa, they pronounced the woman dead, put her in a body bag, took her over to the funeral home, and then found out she was alive.
Yeah, one in New York's in today's paper.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah. I know years ago a person was telling, I don't know if they embalmed the people. I guess not. They couldn't have. Anyway, they were having a church service, and all at once there was a storm, and I guess it was the shutters on the church made a loud, noise, and the person in the casket raised up, I guess, somehow on a sound or something. I don't know if they do that. I guess the people ran, they got scared and stuff, so.
Well, I tell you, that's something I don't need. I don't want that to be happening.
This lady at 11:15, they pronounced her dead, and then at 2:09, I guess when they were going to check her, do the embalming, she was breathing. So that was several hours.
Hey, and apparently she was strong enough to live through the body bag. I wonder if she has to pay taxes. Once they pronounce you dead, I think you shouldn't have to pay taxes anymore.
Oh, was she in the body bag?
Yeah, I think she... Well, maybe that was the woman in Iowa. I'm not sure. Hey, we're coming up on a break here, but thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
You know what? I don't know. That was caller number three. Well, three was not the number either, but we're getting there. 740-751-4038. And Mary sent us a message here right before we go to break. I know it's a lady, but do not remember her name. I listen almost every morning, but I'm not taking notes on the show. Oh, there'll be no tests here, Mary. We're going to break back in 15 minutes. Don't you dare switch the dial.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The voices you want to hear. From Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
What is something, because it's years later now, that would have been a huge show at the time, like a Dr. Quinn, like a David Letterman?
Uh-huh.
You okay? Okay.
Yeah.
The chair buckled over there. Okay. For people listening, something that came in that would have been huge.
A huge...
Lost me at the time. A huge show.